Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am Isman Dreamay. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, where it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man, Dreamay.
Give God the glory. Great and worthy to be praised. Praise the Lord. Thank you and welcome everybody. Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries. Today's episode is one that's touching to me, and I know I've heard from a lot of the listeners across the globe, all the way to the Philippines, about Mother Leola. Across Africa, people just that are, you know, sad to see that she's gone, but happy to know that she's with the Lord. Amen. Leola Young, that's her name, Mother Leola, the mother of Pearly Gates Ministries, is now in the full glory of the Lord. Mother Leola was and will always be a big inspiration and spiritual influence to our ministry. So thank you for joining us today, remembering and honoring one of God's beautiful saints. Praise the Lord. Well, this is life, and it's something that none of us can escape. Today I've got some quotes from Mother Leola, some direct quotes, things that she said, very inspirational. And I just want to talk about her and remember her. And I hope to get audio clips for you on the next few episodes to hear her speak again. And it's nice to know that Mother Leola, listen, has walked through the Pearly Gates. She made it. Pearly Gates Ministries, that's of Jesus. That's not of I Am, and nothing to do with me. It's a word of the Lord and a Holy Spirit. And Mother Leola just has served the Lord her life and been a good saint. And now she is in heaven. We know somebody that's in heaven right now that just got there. We know someone that just got to heaven. And that's wonderful to be able to say that and to know that. That's how close heaven is. It's right there at the door. Amen. So I wanted to talk about when I first met Mother, when I first time I'd seen Leola, and I was there's this one intersection that I would pass with my work, and I'd pass it in the mornings and in the afternoons, and she would always be out there. She was a crossing guard for a grade school for these children, and Shadeland Elementary. And she would stand there at the corner, 16th and Arrow, and just with that pleasant smile on her face. And every day, I don't care if it was freezing cold or raining, no matter what it was, she always had that pleasant smile. And it was just someone that I liked looking. I waved to her. I didn't even know her, and had even met her. And still wouldn't have for a little bit of time after that. But it's just there was something about her. You know, in our first conversation, the first time that we ever met, she was a really, really close friend to a friend of mine, and we met that way through work. And he said, "This is a flower lady," and she had roses. She would bring roses and sell them, and kind of one of the things she did on the side. And the first conversation we had was about the Lord, and it just went that way from then on. And the times that we were talking together, and she's like, "I know the Lord is going to use you, and we're going to be in a ministry together. You're going to see." And she called that, you know, a few years before it happened, and she's seen that, and the Lord showed her that. And we both liked that about each other, that we both knew how real that Jesus really is. We didn't have to be convinced. We both knew it. We weren't guessing. We knew it because he had came to us in an own individual way, and hopefully like the Lord has come to you with his Spirit and touched you, that you know he's real, that you have a testimony to say, "God is real because he did this for me, and it couldn't have happened in any other way but through him." Praise the Lord. And that was our connection. So it's just always so wonderful to talk about the Lord to her. And when this ministry, and the Lord put this ministry before me, that we're going to do it this way through Blog Talk Radio, which goes all over the world, and with through Facebook. And all my friends and people I've grown up with in Facebook, and friends of friends, and ones that hear about the program and become friends to listen to it, have just gotten to know Mother Leola and to care for her, and she's just so straightforward. And I'm going to say a quote from her. This is directly her. I give God the glory over it all, everything, because His love is unconditional, people, and it's real. He's so real. You have to try Him, get to know Him for yourself. You have not, because you have not asked. But when you ask Jesus, He hears your cry, and He will answer you by and by. Whatever you stand in need of, Jesus, ask Him. He'll give it to you. Hey, man, that's direct. You know, when I was talking to Mother Leola, and she was, you know, and it was bad. The doctors basically let her know that, you know, that she was at the end and things were, you know, and she didn't have much time left. And she started getting family members in from out of state coming, and because it was closing in. But she was just, you know, talking to her about it, and I tried to you know, to be positive with her, and oh, you know, and she go, no, I'm you don't understand. It's bad. It's real bad. And then I try again after we talk for a little bit, you know, to kind of pick it. No, you don't understand. And she knew, you know what, but she said that she, you know, she wasn't concerned with that, because where she's going is a lot better than this. She's going to heaven to be with the Lord, and she was excited about it. I mean, how to know that, to have the doctors tell you that you don't have much time to left. And, you know, it's of course sad because of her family members and not seeing them, but more excited about seeing Jesus, about being in heaven. That's her faith. That's how strong her faith is, that she knew that. She was happy. She didn't want to leave because she, you know, had things here and people that she loved to see. But when she seen the reality facing her, knowing that her time was limited, rather than cry about what she's given up here, she was excited about where she's going, because she knew she's going to heaven. And that's something to be saved, know you're saved, and know without a doubt that you're going to heaven, because you know, because you trust in the word of the Lord. You trust that it's true, what the Bible says, and when you trust it fully, then you just know it, and that relief is there at that time of struggle, at that worst time. Here's another quote from her. She says, "There is just so much I could say, but action is what I go by. And when you put your faith to work, trusting and believing that God is a giver and a sustainer of life, you're not going to go wrong." Amen. She's just so wonderful and just a one of a kind. And to have her the mother of the ministries, and just, and with this out of the plans that the Lord has in store that He's shown me. And really thought that Mother Leola would be with me on the journey. And but you know, the Lord has His own plans, and I trust in Him, and I rest in the joy of the Lord, because I just, knowing the truth, amen, knowing that Mother Leola is in heaven now, and knowing that she served the Lord and proved her that she loved Him, and her faith was real, and an example to live by, and thinking just how short life is, and just how quick it flies by. And how just it wasn't long ago that we were little, and you know, in school, and time goes by so quickly. But it doesn't matter if you're 90, 100, if you live to be 116, or you live to be 35. But what matters is that you're saved and that you're in the grace of the Lord. What matters is your soul. This is so quick. It's so fast. It's so fast. Like 10 years goes by like nothing. And you stack another 10 years on that, then another nothing, and another one, you got 30 years before you know it. And just flies by. But the thing is eternity is forever. And what we're here for, our purpose, is to show the Lord that we love Him, to ask Him into our heart, and to do His will, to keep his commandments and to do his will. And the reward is waiting for us in the end. Praise God. Without that, we have nothing. If it wasn't for Jesus, well, there would be anarchy. There'd be no reason to be good. But we know Jesus is love. When you ask him into your heart, what you get in your heart is his divine blood. When you get his divine blood in your heart, you have the love of Jesus. You have the love of him in you and shining out of you. Amen. Another quote from Mother Loyola. She says, I have the victory through Jesus. There is nothing he won't allow me to have if it be his will. And she said, you can have joy 24/7, even in your sleep. She says, you can pray in your sleep and wake up praying. Amen. And she's done. That's why she said it. Praying in her sleep and woke up praying. 24/7 joy. 24/7. Amen. Here's another one. She says, God has the last say. My faith is in Jesus Christ for everything. You have to know Jesus on a personal level. Just like meeting someone, you want to know their name. And then, as you talk, you get to know them. And that's how you get to know Jesus. Amen. I say it it's a blessing, and it's really not. You know, when I was told that she had passed, I was in public, and you can't really absorb something when you're around a lot of people, and it just hit me, you know, and that I'd never get to talk to her again. And I mean, I will in heaven, amen, but here on earth I won't get to talk to her again. I can't have her on the program anymore. Can't give her a hug. She gave me a kiss on the cheek. She's just so sweet. And those that didn't get a chance to meet her, you really missed out on a true, wonderful person, a woman of God. And it's something to be around somebody that's not of the world, that's not trying to cause trouble, not trying to get something over on somebody, but just has the love of the Lord in their heart. It's wonderful to be around someone like that. You know, you say that you're saved, show it. And if you're really saved through Jesus Christ, you're going to show it through love. Not judging people, not pointing out people's wrongs, amen, not falling to the side, but staying there, but recognizing who the true king of your life is, who he should be if he's not, is Jesus, because it's that eternal life, it's that eternal reward, and no one knows it right now, this minute, more recently than Mother Loyola, amen. She knows God's real. She knows she's meeting her. She's her parent, her mom. She's seeing her dad again. She's seeing all of her loved ones. Her daughter that passed before her. She's with her. That's the love of the Lord, love of Jesus, love of God, our Father. Loves us so much that he's got a heaven for us, and we're going to be reunited with those that we love down here that have gone before us. So many people have said how they seen them standing there waiting on them, and they weren't even passed on yet. Still 1 foot on the world and 1 foot in heaven. And they see their relatives standing there waiting to meet them. Countless times it's happened. And you can look on the internet and find so many that you'd be reading for days. And that's how real it is. God is real. Jesus is real. He really did walk on this earth. He really did die on the cross. And he really did die so that you may live. Mother Loyola died the first death, but that's it. Just the earthly death. That's all she died. And she's got glory now. Amen. She's got glory in heaven. And just think of the colors, the sounds, the sights, the smells, everything that heaven is. It's real. It's not just something floating on a cloud. It's real. And she knows it. And now she knows what we don't know. Amen. Here's another quote from her. Open up your heart for understanding. Ask God to give you understanding, and he will give it to you. It is delightful. The fruits. You won't have to tell nobody that you're saved, because they'll be falling off you if you know the Lord. Because he implants it into your heart, and you speak it. Amen. She's talking about loving the Lord, knowing the Lord so much that you don't even have to tell someone that you're saved. I'm saved now. I'm living for the Lord now. Well, we've heard that before. It's that actions that speaks. Hallelujah. And when it shines out of you, that beam of light, that lighthouse, people know. People said something to me, you know, there's something different about you. It's the way you walk or something. Then when we get to talk and they find I'm saved, that's it. They knew that was the difference, you know. And praise the Lord, it's because of His love and knowing that the Lord is real, knowing He's tangible. I can pray to Him, lift up my hands, and feel the Holy Spirit. Praise God, tangible Lord. I'm going to play a song right now. And this song here, Mother Leola loved this, and this is from my friend Paul, and she really liked this song, and she really liked to hear Paul's voice, and this is something that is just very, very emotional, very spiritual. And just listen to this, and think of Mother Leola, and think about the Lord, and your walk with the Lord. We'll be in heaven someday. In Jesus' name, you're walking with the Lord. Amen.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. And at the end of a storm is a golden sky with a sweet silver sun up above. Walk
omnipresent all the time. Never, he says, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, I'm always with you. You know, you hear that, you know, people pray, if you're praying and two or three, I'll be in the midst of you. Listen, he's in the midst of you right now. Amen. He's there, he's always there. All you got to do is talk to him. It's important that you get yourself right with the Lord, that you ask for forgiveness. A wicked tongue, a lying tongue. There's so many ways that we sin, and maybe sometimes our thoughts, or just being judgmental, and maybe not realizing it. And it's just to ask for forgiveness of your sins. That say, Lord, I don't know all my sins, but you do, And I trust and believe and ask, and Lord, that you'd forgive me my sins. Amen. To be made right with the Lord. It's so important to walk with the Lord on a daily basis, so we can be like Mother Leola and be someone that's just so happy to talk about the Lord. And that when you see him, you just can't help but smile. It's so wonderful just giving her a hug. Some people are just so nice to hug. It's nice to hug Mother Leola. It's so nice to talk to her and just see that wonderful smile of hers. And I posted a picture on Facebook that I took of her. It was at the powwow. And I went there and she was there. I had my camera with me and took that photo, and she just loved it. She loved that photo. And she's just so sweet and so wonderful and so loving. And I'm truly going to miss her. And I know that we've all lost someone that's real close to us, and it's hard to get past it. You know, I lost my dad just a few months ago, and these things are, you feel like they're nearly impossible. But knowing Jesus, amen, he gets us through it in a positive way, not in a way of anger at the world, but a way of understanding, a way of just being real about it. And that understanding realness says that Mother Leola loved the Lord. She was saved. And his word says that you'll be in heaven. And she's in heaven. I like my old pastor, Pastor Robinson at Christ Temple. And he's like, you know, you'd be in heaven in the twinkling of an eye. You'd be saying hallelujah down here and hallelujah up there. Amen. Isn't that something? A real place. I want to be here to be with my kids and my grandkids and my friends and family. You know, but I have to be heavenly minded. I have to know that Jesus is coming back soon. I have to know that the rapture is real. I have to know that you got to be prepared. If you're not prepared, you're going to be left behind. And if you don't know much about it, you need to read up on it. Read Revelation, pray on it with the Lord, and see what he wants you to do. You know, doing his work, the biggest part of the time is showing love, is being loving to people. Being loving. If you love the Lord, then show it through love and understanding and mercy. Have mercy on others. Be too hard and too judgmental on people, but have mercy on them and show them, extend that love out. Let them know that you love them because Jesus loves you and Jesus loves them. And we're on that body of Christ together. Believers, hallelujah, trying to help those that don't know and don't know the Lord. They'll want to know the Lord if they see a happy, joyful, loving person that they want to be like. They want to get to know. That's how they get to know the Lord. If you're nasty and mean and bitter and talking about others and complaining all the time and getting angry and just showing yourself, that's not going to tell anyone to approach you. And if you do talk about the Lord, they're not going to want to listen because they look at you like a hypocrite. So it's that love wearing the Lord on your sleeve. Wearing that love on your sleeve, that Jesus into your heart, into your mind, and out of your eyes, out of your actions. I have another quote from Mother Leola. She said this. She said, "The knowledge we have doesn't come from us. God says to ask him for understanding, because he is the one who gives us understanding over any situation we are facing. And there is nothing too hard for Jesus. Nothing too hard for him. You can be at your lowest point and just call Jesus. And he's there. He's already there. And he knows your needs. And he is willing to supply, cause I will supply all of his needs according to his riches and glory. And he owns it all. Don't let the devil fool you. Because he owns it all. Jesus owns it all. He paid the cost at the cross for everybody." Amen. And she said this. She said, "No matter what, love, love, love. God is love." Those are action words. And when you apply them, they are very powerful. Three words. God is love, and love is God. That's why he is great. He's the greatest. That's what she said. Isn't it wonderful to have, listen, if someone that you know that's another believer and that's to just to talk to them about the Lord, and it's just, there can't be a better conversation to have than when you really talk about Jesus with somebody. Better than talking about, you know, the championship game, or what happened to, you know, with anyone, you know, at the office or wherever. Is when you talk about the Lord, you really feel the most fulfilled. You feel like you're drinking from the well of the Lord. There's the well. There's two wells. There's the well of the world that you get your comfort, your fulfillment from. And there's the true light, the well of the Lord. Amen. Divine, the divine well. The water that's blessed. Hallelujah. Draw them from the well of the Lord. And if you draw them from the well of the world, you're not going to be where God wants you to be at. You're not going to be where He can use you most. You'll just be used a little. And the thing is, we want to be used as much as we can by the Lord. We want to say, like, pick me. And your action says that. When you're ready for the Lord to use you, you're going to have your mind on Him, living for Him, and loving. Ask Him for forgiveness when we sin, getting right with the Lord, and just showing our love to people. And when anytime you get a compliment, say, give God the glory. Amen. Talk about Him amongst your friends, and Jesus will talk about you to the Father. Amen. That's real. I'm going to leave you with this last thing that Mother Leola, or one of the last quotes I'll say, the last one for today. She says, God gets the glory. I love all y'all. And that's just how she spoke. Direct. And just his accent or her whole personality coming out of it. She is wonderful. But Mother Leola, if you're here with the Holy Spirit, and I just want to say I love you, and I thank you for your love. Thank you for believing in me, in the gospel in me, and for the Holy Ghost. And it's wonderful to get to know you. It's wonderful having you in my life. I look forward to seeing you in heaven and that joyful reunion that I know we're going to have. Amen. I hope to see all of you in heaven someday in that joyful reunion. I listen to your program and you help me. Amen. Not me, but Jesus. He gets the power. He gets the glory. It's not about I am. It's not about I am Tremaine. My name is I am His man. God, my dad gave me to God by name. And when I say I am His man, Tremaine, that's my name. And like appointed at birth, you know, to be called to serve the Lord. And it's all about Jesus. It's not about me. I'm not perfect in any way. Listen, I sin. I wish I didn't. But I sin now and again. And when I do, I go to the Lord because I know He has mercy. He gives me mercy. He knows how hard it is to live in this world. And I feel the sin. I feel the pain of the sin. And that's what He wants. He wants us to try not to live our best for Him. Amen. To show others the love that He has. And so this is a Jesus ministry. This isn't an I am ministry. It's about Jesus. So I encourage you to listen in next week and just be filled with the Lord and just get that little bit that He may have for you to lift you up and to give you encouragement. And maybe you can go out in the world and be that lighthouse and encourage others. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to read your Bible and to hold it. To listen to your music, listen to iHeart. It's a wonderful station here in America. I suppose you can listen to that anywhere. But and just, you know, that praise and worship, and touch and connect with Jesus on a daily basis. Praise the Lord. I thank you, Lord. I want to pray for everybody in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that you bless everyone that was listening today, Lord, that you be with them, Lord, that you cover them with your divine blood. Lord, that you see into their hearts and what they need, and Lord, that you give it to them in Jesus' name. And I want to encourage you. Thank you, Mother Leola. God, thank you for Mother Leola. Bless her soul, Lord Jesus. Keep her in heaven, Lord. Happy, I know that she's there, Lord. Hope to see her again someday. And encourage you all to shout out from the rooftops that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.